Democratic New York lawmakers say this will be the year the state makes changes to the parole system. WSHU's Charles Lane reports that elected officials will focus on two bills that would speed up parole hearings and eligibility for more older incarcerated people.
Legislation to reform how parole boards hear cases have been introduced repeatedly over the last 5 years. They never win anywhere, though. But now that Democrats control a supermajority in the state Senate, they can overcome any objection from Governor Andrew Cuomo.
This is the year in the legislature where we're finally going to achieve parole justice.
That's Queens Assemblyman David Wepburn. He says one bill that can pass is fair and timely parole, which would tilt the chances of parole more in favor of the applicant. Prison reform advocates have long complained that parole boards are influenced more by politics than by an imprisoned person's likelihood of recidivism. A second bill would open up the possibility of parole to anyone over the age of 55 who has served at least 15 years, even if their minimum sentence hasn't been met. The two bills have garnered the support of the chair of the Senate Judiciary Committee and also the chair of the Corrections Committee, Brooklyn Senator Julia Salazar.
The carceral system should, though it currently does not do this well, but should be rehabilitative and reparative and restorative, then we need to support this legislation.
The governor's office declined to take a position on either of the bills, but it did defend past reforms to parole, including a 2014 agreement with the New York Civil Liberties Union. Cuomo has frustrated advocates by not releasing more people from prison during the pandemic and by not giving inmates priority access to the vaccine. Still, Cuomo's position might not matter if Democrats can convince a supermajority of their members. Charles Lane, WSHU News.